This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If with glass you don't succeed, try putting computers on the eyeballs. News today that Google's next plan for augmented reality is moving forward. The tech giant is partnering with a Swiss pharmaceutical company called Novartis to make contact lenses with embedded electronics. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been looking at this. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Ben.
So how would these lenses work? What would they do?
Google and Novartis say this would be a smart contact lens, and they say the lens would be able to monitor blood sugar levels for diabetics through the natural tears in our eyes. They say they're also going to develop another lens that can kind of autofocus the eye, so it would help with reading because as the eye ages, it's harder to see things up close.
All right, but if you think about it, aren't these two very different companies here?
They are, but they actually complement each other. I talked about this with John Mack, who follows the pharmaceutical industry as publisher of Marketing News. He says Google doesn't need any money from Novartis, of course, but Novartis can help Google navigate the clinical and the regulatory side of this, which is pretty intense.
They need more of the expertise in terms of running clinical trials and getting approval from the FDA, and then marketing went after approval.
And, of course, Ben, Google could definitely use an FDA go-between about 5 years ago. You remember, right? 5 years ago, the FDA went after pharmaceutical companies about those ads that popped up in Google searches. Mm-hmm. The FDA said the ads didn't contain relevant risk information.
Okay, so what's in it for Novartis here?
Novartis has a contact lens division called Alcon that will get a huge jump into smart contact lens technology. And if you just look at their press release, they say this is an opportunity to, quote, develop and commercialize Google's smart lens technology. So it's a match made in heaven for now, anyway.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.